This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, today we've got some lovely ladies who've joined us. We've got Michaela Kavanagh, who's an actress, and we've got Ruby Rees, who's a director. You both had some great experience in television and film, but which you will tell us about. But you're both joining together to do Tusk Tusk, which is back to the theatre for you guys, so St. Martin's Arts Centre. So, Ruby, why don't we talk to you first, and you can tell us, you know how you started, and a little bit about your history, and maybe a bit of St. Martin's and what you've done, and what you've done on TV and screen as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I started really in dance, and have been an actor all my life, really. And then when I was a teenager, started sort of writing and directing and getting really interested in the flip side of
why?
The coin.
Why did you want to go to the dark side?
I think because I had acted from such a young age, or been a performer from such a young age, I just started to get really curious about how that storytelling happens, particularly in terms of reaching the place where a script is handed to an actor. How do you get to that point? That's what sent me to the dark side.
But it's such an interesting...
The power.
Yeah, like reading it and then having the insight of to take it in a particular direction. That must be the beautiful challenge for you, is it, as a director?
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly with this show, Polly Stenham is an extraordinary writer. She actually wrote this, or started writing this, at 19. So she was really young, and it's a play about young people. And so there's a real challenge in doing that justice, doing her incredible writing justice. Yep.
And how did you come across it?
So I'd read That Face, which is the first kind of play that she got really well known for. It went up on the West End when she was 19.
Gosh.
Wow. And we were sort of madly looking for something to put at St. Martin's, because we landed the spot first. We got the venue. Our producer, Ben Walter, and I were reading plays, trying to find something. And then when I read Tusk Tusk, I was like, this is it. I found it. Let's do it.
Mm. And have you been in contact with her?
A little bit. She's a UK-based playwright. Yep. She's an English woman.
Yep. How old is she now?
She is
30, in her early 30s.
Oh, okay.
So she's still quite young.
Yeah, very young.
Yeah, still young. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
We've had a little bit of contact with her, sort of via her agents and representatives,
right,
which is really exciting.
And have you wanted to change things, or are you being very true to, you're like, here I am putting you into that dark side of wanting to change things?
No, I don't want to touch Polly's writing. It's extraordinary.
Good.
We're working to stay pretty true to the play and to the work that's there. The text is really rich, and I think you could probably speak to that better.
Yeah. Well, we'll throw it to Michaela now. You're a performer.
Yeah.
How did you start getting into performance?
Yeah, I started at primary school. I was enrolled in a performing arts school every Saturday, essentially, that's focused on dance, acting, and singing. It was very much musical theatre based. And
you were doing it because you loved it? You became obsessed because of a certain movie? Or?
Well, I always am an avid film viewer. I love film.
What sort? Particular. Anything in particular?
As in genre wise?
Yeah.
Look, no, not really. Anything that just touches the heart, really.
Right.
So I think initially I was drawn to comedy, purely because...
Michaela's hilarious.
There you go, comedian.
She's a real coot. She's very funny.
But I really love comedy, particularly British comedy, your Fawlty Towers and...
Old school stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then my dad really loved comedy and comedians, yeah, anyways, it was a great time. And then I just started performing in school musicals that they did like once a year. And then I really just realized that I was absolutely terrible at dancing and went to musical theatre auditions and would see everyone do the splits and me just sit on the sidelines and not be able to do anything.
You dance in the show.
I do dance in the show. Oh. But would you call it dancing or would you just call it being...
Thrashing,
yeah. yes, so I just did that and then I decided that I would probably prefer going into film and screen and started auditioning.
So tell us about what you've done with television and screen. You've had a bit of success there. Tell us what you've been up to there.
Well, my first project was Picnic at Hanging Rock, which is where we met.
Yeah.
We played best friends in the show, funnily enough.
And do you know what? You can really see a bond between you. Do you guys see that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Very good friends.
Well, we're forced you to sit really close because you're sharing the microphone.
I'm effectively on your lap.
Yeah.
But the fact is, you know, like you're pushing each other's, you know, like questions to it, you know, like answers, aren't you? You're probably not even aware that you're doing it.
Well, I think it's actually, it's escalated during this show, I think, because we've had to work so closely. I mean, we've had something called Ladies' Nights, which is where we focus on a section of the play that is particularly difficult and just a really pivotal moment in the plays and my particular character's arc. And so we've just gotten to know each other. I mean, we joke all the time about this shorthand that we've established of, like, just looking, just giving a look and being a... Yeah.
So, Ruby, as the director, that must be very rewarding for you, knowing her so well that she gets what you're doing.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I was going to say that inside the rehearsal room, the shorthand that Mikella is referring to, that kind of understanding, that ability for between, and not just between Mikella and I, but between the entire ensemble, because it is such a rich, detailed text, we have created this kind of jargon around Polly's writing where I can just kind of say one word to Mikella and she knows exactly what I'm referring to.
And cast, tell us about the cast and how hard is it looking for cast? Or did you have people in mind when you were reading the play?
I had Mikella in mind when I was reading the play.
Were you in the middle of filming or something together, were you, or not?
No, actually, our paths met in the middle a little bit when Ruby started becoming friends with Ben, because I've known Ben from school,
who's also playing Elliot. Yes. So Ben and Mikella are the two playing the two leads opposite each other.
Yep.
And go way, way back.
Oh, wow. Which often happens in the theatre world anyway, doesn't it? Yeah. Right.
And particularly in Melbourne, because the community is so lovely and small, that there is that kind of, there's often connections where you have people in common.
Yeah.
But I must say, though, I auditioned and we went through the process, the cast that they've gathered, I talk about Ruby in my shorthand. She's established a shorthand with everybody and we all feel so comfortable and that really is a credit to her directing and her knowledge of the play.
Yep.
Thanks, and Mikella. I think that will come through when people see it. It's true, though.
You're getting a raise.
So tell us, what's the play about?
The play is about three siblings. So Mikella and Ben, who plays her older brother, and they have a younger brother as well, who find themselves left alone for a week because their mother is missing.
Oh.
Mm.
So it's
fending for themselves.
Fending for themselves and it's quite scary at times. Mm. But it's...
And do they get on? Or are they, you know, like, do they, as in the play, I mean, mean as people.
No, in the play, it's...
Or don't you want to say
tumultuous?
Too much?
Well, I mean, you come see it, but it's touch and go.
Spoiler alert, you don't want to give too much away.
All right. So you don't want to give too much away, but that's the premise of the story, that they're left alone because their mum has gone missing.
There'll be all sorts of drama, I'm sure.
And, you know, you think about siblings and just naturally... everyone has a different relationship with their parent, so you have that comes up during the play. They all know kind of a different aspects of their mother and how that unites them and then also kind of divides them.
And the arguments because they're siblings.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah, the wonderful thing that Polly's done, and particularly I think because she was 19 when she wrote it, is she writes adolescence really well. So there is arguing, there's butting heads, but there's also kind of comedy and their own in jokes. There's this real kind of dynamic between the two lead siblings. It's like firecrackers.
Right, okay.
It changes on a dime all the time.
Is this the first time it's been done here in Australia, this play?
It was done once in Sydney, but it will be the Melbourne debut.
Right.
Melbourne debut, that's exciting.
Fantastic. Is this the first play that you've directed fully?
When I finished school here in Melbourne, I moved to train as an actor and a director and a playwright in New York, actually.
Wow.
So I directed a lot in New York. But this is the first play I've directed since being back in Australia.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, fantastic.
Awesome.
Now, tell us about St. Martin's.
It's such a wonderful venue. It's effectively beautiful. Living there, aren't we?
Yeah, home away from home.
it's a Melbourne icon. It's been around for such a long time. And the wonderful thing about it is it's a youth arts centre. So they run kids' drama classes.
I think I did them back in the 80s.
I did them.
Everybody did them.
I'm not from Melbourne.
But it's been so long-standing and everyone sort of has that connection. Like, I have a friend who did a ballet concert there. I think we both did ballet concerts
probably
there
together.
Kids. Probably together. Yeah. And the play's about children. And so there's a really beautiful connection between the space itself. We're also really excited to get audience through it because it's not often used as a drama venue in terms of
performance.
Yeah, and full-length adult shows.
Yep.
And the beautiful thing about this is it's a show geared at adults about children.
Yep. And it's straddling both worlds. So hopefully you've got like an inbuilt audience already with St. Martin's.
Do you return to when you were children at the St. Martin's Theatre when you're revisiting it? Is that where you get your inspiration
from?
That's
where I definitely get my inspiration.
That sounds like your next play.
You do. Yeah. You're 18 playing 14.
Yeah.
You could pass for 14, I must say.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
Well, at that age, it's probably not a compliment.
No, it's not. Sorry. But, when you're older, you want to look younger. Don't worry.
Well, no, it works for this because I'm playing a 14-year-old.
Yes.
Fantastic. So what's it called again?
It's called Tusk Tusk by Polly Stenham.
And where is it?
At St. Martin's.
And how do people find out about it, get tickets and whatnot?
You can visit the website, which is www.padalog.com, and you can book your tickets online there.
So 26th of June, it starts and goes on till the 7th of July.
Correct.
So yes, right. It's coming up very soon.
It's a good season. That's a good season. So, yeah, good on you. Can't wait to see it. Sounds fantastic. And thank you so much for coming in. And the relationship you have is awesome. It's really good to see.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
See you.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.